6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, Groundhog Day. That's right, February 2nd. Six more weeks of winter. Aren't you excited? Yeah, but you got to go out in the yard and make snow angels after it all comes down. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that these days. Makes you wonder what's actually coming down, what's in that snow. We're in a kind of a weird scenario in this day and age. Not only are we being programmed on television, but we basically, they're trying to steer our brains and condition us into something that our guest that's coming on here to talk to me in just a second has put together, a video, Brave New Digital World, The Revelation. This is a streaming video manifesto which describes what happens to our time, money, and freedom in a dystopian society ruled and controlled by a state-sanctioned media addiction of all things media and all things digital. We are so acquainted with digital, and as you will find when you read my newest book, Doomed to Repeat, which is coming out soon, you'll find disconnecting from all of this stuff is harder than you think. And our smartphones is only the start. There is only smart only by comparison to the ones they enslave. Right, Jeff Einstein?
Yeah, you got it right that time, Dave.
So Brave New Digital World, what started this process for you? How did you get going with all of this and move into this particular scenario? They're calling you the digital apostate, is that right?
Yeah, digital apostate, yeah.
Apostates, okay.
are typically people who take a stand at personal risk against the status quo. So there are religious apostates, there are conservative and liberal apostates, and in this case I call myself the digital apostate because I used to be like the Mr. Digital guy in New York City. In 1984 I wrote the first major how-to book series on personal computers, called Einstein's Computer Guides. And later that same year, I co-founded the first digital advertising agency, also in New York City, which we sold some years later to a big media conglomerate in the mid-1990s. So anyway, I used to be somebody in digital. And then towards the middle of the 1990s in the dot-com boom, I took a good look. I had the opportunity to take a good look and sort of disengage, take a look around. And I didn't like very much what I saw coming down the pike. So I started thinking about about the downsides of digital, about how digital technologies and what I saw as this rising addiction to them might affect the quality of our lives. And by the early 2000s, I was writing and speaking about these things and as the digital apostate. And that's when I first really started looking seriously at the rise of what I described as a meta addiction to all things media and all things digital, and thinking about how our society was moving from one in which addiction was the exception to the rule to a society in which addiction became the rule rather than the exception, and what would happen to our time, money, and freedom once that transition was complete. And it was complete about 20 years ago.
That's amazing that you would bring that up, because the thing is that, you know, when we were looking into the 90s when these cell phones first came out,
yes,
we're talking about smartphones now. We're talking about the iPhone. It's like the me phone, me first,
yep.
Me this, me that. I'm carrying around a mini computer, and yep. It's tracking every single move I make. It knows where I've been, and people can access it and look at it and know, oh, wait a minute, I haven't done anything wrong. Have you heard that before?
Well, yeah, I have, and it's worse than that. Not only does it know everywhere you've been, it also has predictive AI technology that's about to tell you where you're going to go.
So you know, there's people out there that would like to tell me where to go. You know,
exactly right. I call my smartphone a blithering idiot. It's only smarter in comparison to yours truly, the guy who owns it. But the transition into a mobile technology and a digital technology, that was really followed the migration of digital productivity tools from the office into our homes and refashioned as consumer gadgets. Now, there are none of these things that we carry around with us and we treat as consumer gadgets. Started out as consumer gadgets. They were strictly office productivity tools that were designed not to improve the quality of our lives, but to enhance productivity. That's why, I don't know if you remember back, you know, I'm a fairly old guy nowadays, but back during the dot-com boom, we saw that our lives just accelerate on a quantum level. Things became so much faster, so much more complex. And all these hallmark symptoms of late-stage addiction started to appear in our lives. But the primary thing was that our lives just accelerated, the pace of our lives just accelerated. And suddenly, all the leisure time that had been built up by these layers of consumer technology like vacuum cleaners and microwave ovens and things that actually did save us time, suddenly we were spending all of our free time on all of our time-saving devices.
Yeah,
and that's because of the migration from the office to our homes.
There you go. And not only that, but I mean, it's taken away from family time as well. And I think it has a lot to do with breaking up the family because the kids spend too much time, with their thumbs, you know, texting each other. And the thing is now we have two other little intruders named Alexa and Siri.
Yeah, and, absolutely. You know, absolutely. That kind of intrusion, that secularization of society, there have been two irreplaceable institutions that have been removed from American social fabric. One is organized religion, and that has been a very calculated process over the past few decades or so. And the other one was the destruction of the dinner table, the family dinner table. And the dinner table is where we used to get all of our local news. That's where we found out what was going on in our kids' schools, what was going on with their friends, what was going on with that traffic light that was busted on Main Street in the town square. That was where we found out what was going on with the PTA and the Little League and all the other social events. Everything happened around the dinner table. And when that broke apart, when we sacrificed the dinner table for news that came to us from talking heads who really didn't give a flying what was happening in our backyards. You know, the moment we sacrificed that to the glitter and glitz of technology, our society started to fall apart. In our small towns and our social circles began to suffer, and our families began to suffer as a result because we gave up religion and these two irreplaceable institutions in our lives. And we just haven't been able, technology cannot compensate for the loss of those two things.
No, you're right about that. And that's the thing I've noticed too, the technology, it's not just that, but see all of these people who are out there promoting all these various products. And these designers and architects and everybody that's controlling the Pantone, and you've got a very noisy cat out there in the background.
I do. I have a senior gato here.
You got to love that.
He's very upset because it's cold in Florida today.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I know. That's the thing. Florida's got that snap, too. The one thing about the circumstances I was just talking about is you'll notice the design factors of the architects and where everything is going, not just besides the tiny homes that we're talking about, but it's, they basically designed homes with no dining rooms in them, and I'm trying to bring all that back. I want people to put formal dining rooms in there because I agree that when you can bring the family together, put them around the table, and have the discussions. You know, we can't even do that with our kids now. And we've got school systems that are telling our kids, don't tell your parents we're having this conversation. But if you have a problem with gender identity and you want to transition, we'll have our conversations. Just keep them private and don't tell your folks. You know, don't tell us that, the school board's going to cover up the fact that your daughter was raped and you aren't going to find out about it. You know, I mean, it's just one of these sad things.
You can't send your kids to their rooms as punishment anymore because that's exactly where they want to be. Now you have to barge into their rooms and say, all right, that does it. Get out there and play with your friends.
Yeah, I remember way back when they used to say that. They'd chase us outside and say, don't come back in till the sun goes down. I'm sure a lot of you remember that out there. And these, I know a lot of people that are technologically challenged. I really don't like playing on my smartphone. My wife is, you know, she is very, very well versed with programming and doing all the things with her smartphone. The thing is I don't think her smartphone is smart enough to keep up with her. You know, she gets very frustrated using it sometimes. But the thing is, you know, when you look at the fact of what these smartphones are designed to do and the fact that they keep every year coming out with a new one and a new one and a newer one and a newer one, and they literally, these companies make it so convenient to keep you in debt, and then on top of it, they glamorize 5G. Where have you gone with that? Because we've had speakers on this program, Jeff, that basically are just so against 5G from what it could potentially do to the human being, to our physical condition. What do you know about it?
Well, I know that I got a new 5G phone not too long ago, and the first time I've had to make a phone call, a plane fell on my house. So, you know, it's, you know, I know that each enhancement of technology robs us of something. Each time we surrender a part of our own autonomy, or basically speed up enough to catch pace, to keep pace with our own technology, we give something up. I believe deep in my heart that the quality of life is really a function of the, or a reflection of the friction that we create in our lives. That every time we do something that forces us to slow down, smell the roses or the coffee or whatever the adage may be, every time we slow down and remove a function from our phones and recapture it for ourselves, the quality of our lives improve. So,
amazing,
you know, I would say, you know, and there are lots of people, just because the addiction is so complete. Listen, I'll give you some idea of how addictive these technologies are right now. You know, when any other drug and media technology and digital technology, our addiction to it is just like our addiction to any other narcotic. You know, but with any other narcotic, you always consume everything that you buy, that you pay for. You consume all the marijuana, you consume all the alcohol, you consume all the methamphetamine, you consume all the crack cocaine, you consume all the heroin or the fentanyl that you buy. But only in media do you pay for things in amounts that you can't possibly consume. That's a powerful drug.
Sure is, especially Netflix.
You know? Oh, Netflix, this whole idea, the whole COVID lockdown scenarios, it's just horrifying things that we're doing to ourselves and to our children in particular. And it's all to enrich the technomedia oligarchs, the guys at Netflix, the guys at Facebook, the guys at Google, the guys at Apple. They've gotten, you know, correspondingly richer while everyone else has suffered in the exchange. It's been a horrible, horrible experience. You know, I'm so glad that I went through that, the age of COVID so far in Florida. I'm so glad I live in a free state.
No, it's amazing that you would even bring that up, because we're talking about red states versus blue states, why you see all of a sudden an influx of people voting with their feet, and they're trying to escape all these regulations. I think they're trying to escape a lot more than that, to be honest with you, because I think people are tired of having their Fourth Amendment rights trampled upon. But the thing is they move from one state to another, and they bring their smartphone with them. And the thing, you know, I'm sitting here talking about buying a greenhouse, and the next thing you know, I'm online, and all these ads start popping up for greenhouses.
Yeah, oh, yes.
It's like, my whole space is invaded. You know, I mean, seriously, you think about that. And the stuff that's going on, and how the media, you know, won't let go of things. They won't let go of subject matter. They just want to keep bombarding you with it. They're in your face with it. And so, you know, when you look at Bill Gates and people like this and the aristocracy out there in the media, Zucker and everybody else that just thinks that everything they're doing is right. And, you know, anybody that has a conservative thought in their brain and values the Constitution is wrong. I mean, what's your take on that?
there's almost always a day of reckoning in that, I hesitate to use the word progression, in that process. You know, if you look back 30 years ago or 40 years ago, really what was happening was network TV was taking hegemony over from the large metropolitan daily newspapers. And up until network TV came along in big numbers in the late 50s, early 60s, it was all newspapers. They were the bully pulpit guys in every major market. And then all of a sudden TV came along, took over from that. And then all of a sudden cable TV came along, and 15 years later, you know, the networks were the alternative to cable because cable was outreaching them, was out pulling them. And then the internet came along, and suddenly you have this enhanced bandwidth, and you have the rise of the techno media giants like Google and Apple. All these guys, aren't technology companies. These guys are media companies, plain and simple. That's how they make their money. That's what they sell. And they replaced the cable TV guys as the kings of the block. And now all of a sudden you see alternatives because they overplayed their hands, all these guys, the Facebook and Google. They started censoring people. They started telling people what was true and what wasn't true. They started telling people what to do on behalf of government. They became proxies of the government. And all of a sudden people started looking for alternatives. So now there's Rumble. Now there's Locals.com. Now there's social media franchises that are not censorial, and they're not shrill, and they let anybody say what they want to say, and that's the next generation. And those guys over time will supplant the Facebooks and the Googles and the other guys. You know, not
that's
without
why you're
fight.
On, yeah. and that's why
but
you're
that's,
on Substack.
That's the way it works. Yeah, that's why I'm on Substack, because I can say whatever I want on Substack, and Substack's going to tell the guys who want to censor them, screw yourselves.
Isn't Substack's terms and conditions have something in there about what you can say and can't say? Or, I mean, isn't there something? I thought I read something in there because I was going to open up a Substack channel myself. And the thing is I just kind of got a little weirded out by some of the vernacular in their terms and conditions. By the way, folks, you can go. Yeah, Jeff Einstein 2.0, if you want to Google that or use your DuckDuckGo. There's a big difference there, too, and DuckDuckGo is what I use. I don't use Google anymore to do searches.
That's what I use also. I don't use Google anymore.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about the Media Addicts Handbook. That's been around a while?
It's been around since 2012. That's actually an extension of a book I wrote back in 2007 called Put God First. Now, I'm not an overtly religious guy, but I understood what was going on in the transition from a religious to a secular society, and I knew that towns, especially small towns and rural communities, cannot exist in this country. And I would even argue that big cities have a hard time existing without the pillar of organized religion to maintain a moral compass and authority. And that we're always looking for that. We're just wired to be religious as a species. It's in our DNA. And I saw what was happening, and that religion was being sort of pushed and shunted aside. So I wrote a book called Put God First as a means basically to provide perspective and proportion to what was going on. And that was really the precursor to the Media Addicts Handbook, because in there I'm saying this is what's happening with this addiction. Addiction takes over as the new God. It's a very, very jealous God. It doesn't brook any competition whatsoever, and it will steal your time, your money, and your freedom.
Yep.
Irrespective of the narcotic.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place, you know, even online, digital. The irony of it all, it's online, digital. Brave New Digital World. The Revelation, this is your streaming video manifesto, and basically where can people go to view that?
The best place to go is to Jeff Einstein 2.0 on Substack, and you can see it there. I'd love if you subscribe. For now, it's free, and if you subscribe now, your subscription will remain free. But within the next month or two, I'm going to be introducing some new video series and some new essays, a whole bunch of new content, and I plan to take the Jeff Einstein 2.0 and put it behind a paywall. It'll probably be around $5 a month or something. And
right, yeah, you'll be monetizing it. Now, you have a new project that you were telling me during the break that you were working on. What is that?
That's a, thank you for asking. That's the that's a new video series, short videos, which are part humor and part sharp social content and commentary. It's called Easily Amused.
Okay.
And yeah,
that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So Easily Amused, and it will feature yours truly, of course. And I'll take on the social issues of the day. The first couple of them, I have one coming out over the next week or so on the CNN search for three new writers for the cover their misinformation beat. Which why CNN would have to hire anybody more to cover misinformation is beyond me. All they have to do is hold a staff meeting.
Yeah, well, they can't pretty much do much of anything without producers, because most of them are sitting in jail right now on child molestation charges. So I don't know what to say. Everything has just gotten so weird, Jeff. And Jeff Einstein, ladies and gentlemen, he's on Substack. It's jeffeinstein.substack.com. We are going to post this link on our email newsletter. And so for those of you who are subscribing here to the Power Hour and listening to us on the radio and on shortwave, we appreciate that. And we're going to make all of this information available. And so you can go on and log on to Jeff Einstein's website and check out what he's doing. Because, I mean, this is really serious. When you start getting away from God and you start relying on technology and it starts occupying your time, things can get very bad in a big hurry. And we appreciate your time, sir, on the program today. We are out of time, getting ready to go to the break. Thank you so much, Jeff Einstein, for being with us. This is Ben.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
Now I'm going to go get easily amused here by going to your website, and we'll see what that looks like. We're going to do a little bit of news and your phone calls after the break. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Yeah, get lined up. We're going to talk after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Actually 33 minutes now. The clock is ticking here. Wednesday, Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Central time, by the way. Those of you listening and looking at your watch going, well, wait a minute, it doesn't say 12:33 Central Time on my watch. It's 1:33 because I'm on the East Coast. Hey, we're live, and that means 844-769-2944. That phone number is open for you to call in and talk about what's on your mind. There is a lot of news out there today. For those of you who have been who were watching The View, listening to the anti-Semitic remarks, Whoopi Goldberg has been suspended over these Holocaust comments, claiming it wasn't about race. ABC News cut her loose for 2 weeks. As of yesterday, ABC News President Kim Godwin said in a statement, she's been suspended for 2 weeks for her wrong and hurtful comments. And so basically she apologized. And, of course, the ADL and everybody else has jumped all over this. You know, what really the irony of it is her last name is Goldberg, for crying out loud. You'd think she would get it. You think she would understand that this is a very sensitive subject. Yes, it did happen. There are actual Holocaust deniers out there. I'm not one of them. And the thing is that, you know, you look at history and what it's taught us. And we're headed in that direction again if we don't stop this government from doing what it's doing. I mean, it's a one-party system that's basically treating us like we're idiots. We don't know any better. They know better than we do. So they've all kind of like ganged up on us. We have a war against our own government. It's sad. And governments are necessary to handle the affairs of we the people. And they're responsible to we the people, not the other way around. This particular administration is not, and I don't care what they say, I'm sorry, I don't see this as a democracy. I see this as a technocracy gone awry, and these people literally are using the left-wing media to brainwash a certain percentage of us that are buying into this garbage. And for those of you sports nuts out there, Tom Brady is out of the picture after 22 seasons. He's announced, it makes me wonder whether Rob Gronkowski is going to drop out now that Tom Brady has announced his retirement. Rob, as you know, came out of retirement to play with Brady. I mean, the two of them are pals out there. And, of course, Brady said nothing about the New England Patriots, which I guess incensed a lot of their organization. Well, so be it. This is just what narcissistic people do. I'm one of these people out there that's a diehard In the Wolf Chiefs fan. I did not like the way they played in this last championship series game. I don't know what got into their head. I swear to God, from watching the way Mahomes was behaving, the guy needs glasses. Either that or the jab is getting to him. You have to understand, when you're looking at pro sports and all the stuff that's going on in the media, these people all basically are playing inside of a woke community, and they all had to get the jab or leave the game. Now, what happens when they all start dropping dead on the field? I mean, look at the protocols. It's crazy. What are you going to do without major league sports? You've got major league baseball, major league, football, hockey. They've all been basketball. They've all been jabbed. A lot of them have had the boosters. Wow. I mean, haven't they ever heard of ivermectin? Epic Times just put out a new story here. Dr. Pierre Corey has come out and announced that a recently published study indicating ivermectin worked well as a prophylactic agent against the viruses that cause COVID should help sway critics of the drug. He's president of the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, FLCCC. Should convince any naysayer. What they found was astounding. The Brazilian city, Itajaí, launched a program that gave ivermectin to any resident that wanted it. And they studied this from July 7, 2020 to December 2, 2020. And the researchers found that the program, which had over 100,000 residents involved in that study, was linked to a 44% drop in COVID-19 cases. 3.7% of ivermectin users contracted the illness during the trial period, as compared to 6.6% who didn't take the drug. So it was associated with a statistically significant decrease in hospitalization and mortality rates. And that study, by the way, peer-reviewed, was published in Curious on January 15th. So it's now out on the market. And, I mean, they're showing you, folks, and I'm not talking about the horse serum, the horse paste. We're not telling you to go out and get that stuff. Ivermectin is available if you know where to find it. This is why we put Syed Haider's website up on our website at thepowerhour.com, where you can click on that. You can pay for a health conference, and then they will prescribe you the protocols to help prevent you from getting COVID. Isn't that a better thing, especially for your elderly person? And we're so sorry because, Power Hour Jay's mom passed away, and not of COVID that I know, old age. And so you want to say a little prayer for her and lift her up as she goes through this grieving process. She's just losing one family member after another. That can't be pleasant. So we just say a little prayer for her that everything's going to be okay. The thing is the seriously ill COVID patients, they always got to have something. Now there's a new drug out called Zysami, which is now in clinical trials. This is Radnor, Pennsylvania-based pharmaceutical company. Zysami, they're going to come out with this new drug, and they want more people to use this under the Federal Right to Try Act, which allows the use of investigational drugs for patients diagnosed with life-threatening diseases or conditions who have tried all of the approved treatment options and cannot participate in a clinical trial to assess certain unapproved treatments. Wow. Oh, you mean like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? Wow. I'll tell you what, I don't mind admitting I've taken both, right? I'm here to tell the tale. I'm here to talk about it. The stuff works. It protects you. especially if you go out into public places and you spend a lot of time meeting with people in the public and talking to people up close and personal. And all of a sudden they start sneezing and coughing. You're going, whoops, that's not on me. I don't have to worry about that. I don't even have to tell them I'm taking it. They don't need to know, right? That's your deal. But, you know, we put this up there with Dr. Syed Haider on our website. So he's one frontline doctor you can call, and they will get a prescription to you for everything you need for your medicine cabinet to help prevent any kind of an issue with COVID. And, of course, we told you also after our Global Healing Products interview yesterday, I knew you were going to ask about it, Supercharged C60 Carbon. Global Healing Center puts it out. Yes, it's a little pricey. We are taking pre-orders for it at the Power Mall. Now, Power Hour J obviously is dealing with funeral arrangements, so she's not the one answering the phone today. But Catherine, our producer, and Jason, they're manning the phones. They're trying to get your orders in as quick as they can. And all you got to do is call 877-817-9829. If you happen to want to order something and you don't feel like going through the internet to do it, you can call. And if you get the answering machine to the voicemail, leave a message. They will call you back. Obviously, they're dealing with a crisis situation here with Jay's mom-in-law passing away. And, you know, we're so sorry to hear that because it's not the first family member that's gone within a month or two. It's just hit all of a sudden. It kind of works that way in threes or whatever the case. Everybody's got their theories about that. But we will get back in touch with you. So if you don't want to order online, you want to call that number, you can do that. I want to talk about a couple of things with the time remaining. 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in. Farming Insider is warning the coming food shortages are going to be far worse than what we're being told. And I'm not talking about the march in the truckers' convoy.
Yeah, that's right, Rubber Duck.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the supply chain crisis and the fact that we have so many people in the world. Zero Hedge is reporting the information that is being shared, and we're going to have that link for you, is an insider that's talking about things this year in 2022 are going to get interesting and scary because of input things like fertilizer. Yep, sorry, we got to talk about poop on the show. But that's what fertilizer is. And, you know, we had Marjorie Wildcraft on the show, and I even have used my own homemade fertilizer. You know how to do that? It's called having a few hens and a couple of bales of straw. And that makes wonderful fertilizer, and I'll tell you, I've used this stuff myself, planted it in the ground, had a bumper crop of vegetables. And that's in Kansas, of course, where I use that little thing. I'm going to do it down here, but I'm going to actually use it for raised bed gardening. And the stuff is really high concentrate ammonia. And so, you know, when you smell chicken poop mixed with straw and you put it in a compost pile with your coffee grounds and your potato peelings and everything else, all your veggies and leftovers, food scraps, I mean, it makes, even using it by itself, it's the highest ammonium concentrated fertilizer you can use. You don't have to go to the store, and you don't have to worry about global fertilizer prices, which have tripled, according to Economic Collapse blog. So you have to wonder if a quarter of a million people have read this article about widespread global famines. I mean, Africa, you look at the places where so many farmers are not going to be able to afford fertilizer at all. I mean, we're going to reduce production enough, they won't be able to feed 100 million people. And prices, of course, are going up and up and up. If you haven't been to the store lately and done any shopping for veggies, it really does pay, which is why growyourowngroceries.com is such an important website for you to be on and to explore. Because even those of you that claim I don't have a green thumb, well, you need to get one. I would say the priorities for this year right now is getting a greenhouse, putting it in an area that gets plenty of sun. I understand they come in all shapes and sizes and they cost money. Some as little, believe it or not, you can have a greenhouse for under 100 bucks. You can buy a greenhouse. You can grow and do vertical gardening on your apartment complex porch if you can get away with it. They make tiered gardening that you can go out and you can start the seeds in your apartment, take them out and plant them outside in tiered growing containers. We have a couple of them, three of them, as a matter of fact. They're five-tier type containers, but they work really well inside of a greenhouse. That should be one of the most important things besides getting a half dozen hens and having a chicken coop. Those are on my bucket list this year because we're reading this stuff, and I cannot rely on these 30-year, 25-year shelf life food stores. Because a lot of that stuff, even though they say it's GMO and gluten-free, it has a lot of starch. There's a lot of starchy stuff, a lot of pasta in it. Some of you can't handle all that pasta. Stuffs up your sinuses. Those of you who have, you know, certain reactions to eating a lot of pasta, it may not be a good thing. Now, they do have a lot of fruits that are dehydrated that are really good. I love the banana chips in some of these places. They're honey-coated. Love to eat those as a snack, especially if you're stressing out. And, you know, the more natural you can get with the diet, the better, because, of course, this is important. But, see, now you've got this COVID thing that's got everybody in a panic, which is nutty. That's going to be the next little subject matter we address here, besides ivermectin coming out in these studies. You know, we have a COVID-19-infected HIV patient which developed 21 mutations. Well, what do you expect? The COVID jab has AIDS in it. And so after you start taking antiretroviral medication used to treat HIV, all of a sudden now, boom, she's got 21 different, at least 21 different mutations in her body. I mean, this is a phlebotomist nightmare looking through a microscope at all this stuff. South Africa has the world's largest HIV epidemic. About 8.2 million out of its 60 million population is infected. I mean, literally, that's kind of scary, don't you think? And now you've got the jab that's got 4% of that is it got HIV in it. It's got human immunodeficiency virus in it. And Mercola is got another article, which we're going to launch on our blog that you can, when you get your email post, called The Great COVID Cover-Ups. Starting with China intentionally allowing the outbreak to spread, saying there wasn't any evidence of human-to-human transmission. They knew otherwise. And then, of course, Fauci, who's very heavily connected with China, and Peter Daszak from the Echo Health Alliance. I mean, all these people just basically took this gain-of-function research, denied that it was gain-of-function research, sent it to China with $3.7 million of your tax dollars, and allowed the Batwoman over there, the Bat Lady, to perfect this and launch it out there, whether deliberate or otherwise. And then the Center for COVID Control faked the COVID-19 test results. And where are these tests coming from? The very same place that created the bloody stuff. And provided so much false negative results, the sham testing centers threaten the health and safety of the communities, and they got to be held accountable. And so what are they doing? Suspending operations for they just suspend operations between January 14th and the 22nd due to unusually high patient demand. Excuse me. The stuff is coming from China. The masks are coming from China. The virus came from China. Haven't you had enough? And then you have these bureaucrats out there like the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell. Oh, she wants to have a vaccine mandate, a vaccine passport. She wants to jab your kids. So guess what? That generated a lawsuit filed Monday against her and the city's health department over the mandates. They want to jab kids 5 and over. They want them to have to show proof of vaccination to enter some businesses. This has to stop, folks. And if you don't rise up and go after these people, go after, get them out of there. Call the risk manager of the city of New Orleans if you happen to live out there in New Orleans Parish. Call the city of New Orleans and ask for the risk manager. and get the name of their bonding company and the agent that bonds the city's health department and the mayor's office and the city commission and challenge the bond. The science is there. Obviously, if you get rid of their bond, they cannot be in business. They can't serve. They have to be bonded, folks. So you want to get the name, address, the bond information. You want to get the policy number and contact the bonding agent and lodge a formal complaint against the mayor of New Orleans and the city's health department and stop this nonsense. Yeah, lawsuits are fine. They understand that. It was filed in Orleans Parish Civil District Court. Remember, they operate under French law. So, you know, this is going to take time to whittle through the system. But in the meantime, they want to jab your kids. And there's another lawsuit going on in Louisiana of a mother who has sued the school nurse in their school district because they jabbed her kid without her consent. And they said, oh, yeah, we got your consent right here. See the form? Somebody forged your signature. So what did Fauci know? Fauci knew a lot. He knew a lot more about this from a secret teleconference and then, of course, pushed an alternate narrative. This man needs to be hung out to dry, and I mean literally. Sitting there saying, oh, yeah, it happened at a wet seafood market. And then came out with all of these counter-narratives to further confuse the public and then came out and said, if you come after me, you're coming after science, Mr. Fauci. You made $2 million while everybody's businesses were shut down. And the only people, businesses that survived were the corporate wokes. And you knew what was going on. You were in touch with a lot of different people, which is why you and Daszak and everybody else are named in this ICC International Criminal Court complaint, 46 pages long, which we did post the link to. We have the PDF as well that you can read that 46-page complaint. Now, what the ICC does with it, we hope, will trigger some activity. We already know after that lawsuit was filed, Boris Johnson pretty much told everybody in Britain and Northern Ireland, well, guess what? It's all over with. Pandemic's gone. No more mandates, no more shots, no more jabs, except for healthcare workers. That's really setting up a second class of citizenry. You got to love the hypocrisy of these people. Yeah, Boris, we caught you with no mask on. Yeah, AOC, we caught you partying in Miami with no mask on. Like that's going to help. See, they know it's not going to help. They know about all these false narratives. The whole government, I think, sometimes is in on it. But yet, you know, where's the proof? It's our thought processes that are leading us in this direction. And we have to watch what we say, because we certainly don't want to be canceled now, do we? So we keep it to ourselves, which sometimes I wonder if that's a smart move, that we shouldn't stand up and say, hey, something's wrong here. You know, these people are getting paid millions of dollars, and the pharmaceutical companies are supporting their political campaigns. That's a real problem. Because government now is in bed with big pharma. And we're all becoming victims of their ploy. We're all being lied to. And until we stand up and say enough, this is going to keep going. That's why I'm kind of glad and looking forward to this convoy that's headed from Los Angeles to D.C. I really do hope that they get in the right-hand lane and completely surround the entire beltway of Washington, D.C., so you can't get on or get off, and everybody's going to be trapped there, and they get to listen to the narrative, the real narratives. And D.C. wakes up and realizes, wow, I think the cat's out of the bag, the jig's up. We want to know the truth. Truth Over News, Jeff Carlson and Hans Mankey have put this bulletin out. We're going to have a link for you on your email blast that you're going to be getting, showing the latest evidence suggests that Fauci was very well aware the virus leaked from a lab and that he pushed an alternate narrative. Anybody that does this sort of stuff that doesn't tell the truth, it would have been so much easier. But then they lied about the safety and effectiveness of the jab. And now everybody that has been injected with this garbage is sitting there sweating bullets, wondering if they did the right thing or they drank the Kool-Aid like the people in Jonestown. You remember them? Jim Jones? Guyana? Remember that? All those people died after they drank the Kool-Aid? We have our own little Kool-Aid going on worldwide, which is one of the reasons why, if you want to pre-order the stuff that Global Healing Center claims will get all that junk out of your body, it's called Supercharged C60 Carbon. It comes in, I believe, capsule form, and you take it, and it's supposed to rid your system better than activated charcoal of all the garbage that is in the jab. And we're talking about all of the stuff Dr. Andreas Nowak, the late Andreas Nowak, told about, killed by German police after he went public with graphene oxide. All that, those little miniature razor blades, microscopic razor blades that are chewing up your brain and causing blood clots. And maybe they're in your sexual organs as well, sterilizing you. You need to get rid of this junk, which is why we're taking pre-orders at the Power Mall. And if they go door to door and start jabbing everybody, this is not going to be a good thing. You wish you had this supercharged C60 in your back pocket, if you get my drift. Now, if you're far out in the country, far away from the madding crowd, and your property's all locked up and gated, and you're well-armed, you probably know what your next plan of attack might be. What can I say? We have to say no. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much. We are end of our show. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.